All right, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, what was the last recording you listened to this week?
The last one in module 4. So I got the module 5 last night, but I haven't started those yet.
Perfect. All right. So you listened to module 4 in its entirety. Excellent. Okay. How has the week been going?
It's been a tougher week for me than usual. So 2 days ago, I live with my brother for the summer because I usually live in Europe because I'm only home for the summer.
Right.
And we got in like a really big fight, and like he is like a hard-ish person in general to get along with, I find. So like but we've been good this summer, and then we just like two mornings ago, like before I left for work, just got into this like big fight, and it's been tough. So, but that one. And then along with that, I also got I haven't signed a contract for Europe yet, but I got an offer 3 days ago, but then also on like that around the same time, might have even been the same day, one of my old assistant coaches from college told me he's becoming a head coach at a college like in Illinois near me and asked if I wanted the job of like the first assistant coach, which is like a pretty big deal to get for your first coaching job.
Yeah,
so like
that's huge.
Yeah, so not that these are bad things, of course, having, like, options, but I feel as though, like, now I'm in a situation where I'm really unsure of, like, what to do. And I remember one recording, I don't know which week, but I remember it saying, like, if you're presented with, like, a choice, just keep accepting it, keep accepting it, and, like, eventually you'll just kind of, like, know what the right thing to do is.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to do that. And it's also like the contract offer I got isn't the exact one I wanted. So like, I'm also just like trying to accept like that. I mean, I guess like inadequacy has been like a big one with that, and fear that like I'll choose wrong. And like, because it's a level below the division of contract offer I wanted. So like, that's why that's where the inadequacy comes in. And then the fear comes in with, you know, like now at this point choosing wrong, like what if like I would have, you know, if I choose the wrong thing and the other one would have been better. So yeah, that's one of the things that I'm like trying to accept a lot about, and hopefully that'll become like clear to me, like the recording said.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you can just answer this honestly, because more honestly answer it, the better it is. What percentage of time do you think you're thinking about the two offers and the inadequacy and the confusion versus actually accepting through the thinking?
Yeah, I would say that right now the percentage is more thinking about it than accepting it, because like with like, you know, like my family members and my, like my grandpa's really into my basketball. Like, I feel like I've been explaining it to people, like what's going on, like, you know, and like that's, and when you're explaining and telling people about it, that's not accepting. That's just telling people about your situation and thinking about it. So like, I feel like that's been happening a lot. And like my dad and I are really close, and like with this situation. So I feel like I've talked to him a lot about it, about like how I feel about it. And like, if like, you know, what I feel about the offer and stuff like that. And even though, like, I feel like that has to happen, because, like, I I really respect his opinion, and I want, like, him to hear about it, but it's definitely during those times that it's not accepting, it's just, like, talking about it.
Okay, perfect. All right. And when you talk about it, and this is a key to the diet for the mind, when you talk about it, are you just relaying information about it, or are you getting caught up in the emotion of it?
I would say both, like,
So,
like, more recently, I feel like I'm more so relaying information, like, hey, this is what my agent said, like, this is pretty much what the offer is, how much you're going to give me, like, you know, pretty straightforward. But in the beginning, it definitely was, like, especially with my dad, like, I don't understand why I have, like, this is, like, the best offer I've gotten. Like, it's, like, I feel like I did great last year, like, I proved myself, I had great stats, like, I don't understand why. So that brings me to another point. Confusion has been a big one I've been saying too, because like I really don't understand it. Like, almost every other person I've talked to who had the stats I've had have gotten the offers. Like, usually it's a stepping stone, the team I played on last year, to get to the top division.
Yep.
And And so, like, I guess, yeah, confusion is definitely another one that I'm just like, I guess I just don't get why it hasn't happened.
Right. So with that said, it's not the external things we think. It's not even your performance that creates your reality. It's your state of being about it, as you know, as you're learning. You're very early on in the program, and you're learning that. So even when you were playing last year, if your state of being was, you know, there might have been a little inadequacy, maybe judgment, comparing yourself to other players, maybe fear that you wouldn't get the Division One, you know, the higher division contract.
Yeah.
All of that plays out and then manifests exactly what you were thinking about without realizing it and what you were, you know, that's those states of being. So the opportunity now is just to realize that's how this works. That's how reality works. We choose a state of being, and the state of being creates the circumstances in our lives. So don't get caught up in why. Why will create more confusion? Why comes from a state of being of confusion? The answer is, why didn't I, you know, why is this the only offer I've gotten so far? Because I chose a state of being and it manifested, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you can shift your attention on, okay, now I'm going to choose acceptance. Because in the reality right now, you still could have more offers coming in. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's another thing that makes me a little bit confused is, like, usually offers, like, have a time stamp. So, like, well, not confused, I would say a little bit fear, like, anxiety.
Yes, fear.
Is that, like,
yeah,
you have to, like, they haven't given me a time stamp yet, but it's usually around, like, a few weeks. But, and so, like, and then also comes the fear, like, if I turn this one down and in hopes to get a better one, and I don't ever get a better one, you know, like, then what happens? Like, of course, then I have that other option, but I'd be choosing that option out of necessity, not because I chose it.
Right, right. And when you look at the two offers, they're very different. You know, the one is coaching,
very
and
different.
One is playing. So where is your heart?
Yeah, that's, like, so I think that I would love to play one more year and just, like, because, like, I, like, obviously when you're, like, fresh out, you've given so many years, so much time to this, and, like, obviously, like, I love it so much, and, like, I think that especially last year being my first year professionally, it was, like, the COVID year, and I didn't really get, like, the real experience. Like, fans weren't allowed. Like, our practices had to be weird. We had to keep getting testing. Like, so I never really got an experience of a professional athlete. But then on the flip side of that, so this summer I started my own basketball training business, and, like, it's actually going, like, really, really well, and like, I absolutely love it. And, like, I thought that I wasn't going to ever be able to find something that, like, I'm as passionate about or brings me as much, like, happiness as actual playing. And, like, training has, like, actually done that. Like, I love when I train, like, girls, and I actually see them improve and see them really get better and, like, have this, like, the passion for the game that I have. And so I think I definitely know that when I'm done playing that I want to do this. And, like, I think I also know that it's gonna be there if I go another year in Europe. Maybe this particular coaching offer won't be, but I really have no doubts that I can get another coaching offer. And the training business will, of course, be there because it's mine. I own it. So that'll
exactly.
be there when I come back. It's just that, like, it's just another thing that's kind of caused me a little bit of anxiety. Not that it won't be there when I get back, but I know that if I don't go and keep doing this through the year, especially in the fall when players start getting, like, really, like, that's probably, like, the heavy time for, like, training for basketball because it's right before the winter season.
Right.
And, like, I know that if I stay, my business will probably, like, keep growing right now and, like start doing really, really well. And again, like, not that I don't think it's going to happen next year, but I think it can happen right now if I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So when we're in a state of confusion and we have got, and let's be honest, these are all great opportunities.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations. I mean, it's really awesome. And it's terrible that we're kind of designed, we're not designed that way. We're we're taught to not enjoy these opportunities, you know, sit back and go, okay, well, you know, which one do I want to pick? So let's do something that will take the pressure off a little bit. Now, as you heard in the recording, absolutely. When you're experiencing confusion, the last thing you want to do is make a decision.
Yeah.
Because you'll just make a decision in a state of being a confusion, which will cause more confusion, which will immediately result in, as soon as you make the decision, you'll have anxiety that you made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you can never enjoy anything. So it's not the decision, it's our state of being. So what you want to do is you've had the conversations, you've gotten all the information, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've talked to people that you love and trust and who know are vested in your happiness. There's no more reason to talk about it. There's no more reason to think about it. Now, with that said, obviously with thinking, you're going to think about it, but instead you're going to really commit to accepting through the thinking.
Okay.
Whenever you think about all the options. Okay, so when the thought comes in, oh my God, you know, my business could really take off. What if it, you know, I play and then I come back and it doesn't, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But what if I make the wrong decision? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But so-and-so thinks I should do this and I really want to do that. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. So it doesn't matter what the thought is about the circumstances. You just accept the state of being you're in.
Okay.
That's how you accept through the thinking. You want to do that 99.9% of the time from this point forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Because no more amount of talking about it is going to change anything. And you have to remember, when you're talking about something, you're choosing a state of being. So if you're talking about something and you're experiencing confusion, you're just expanding confusion. All right?
Agreed.
So with your diet for the mind, right, when people ask, because they will, because they, you know, are interested, you have to get to the point where you're like, I've got all my options laid out. I'm, you know, considering all the opportunities, and I'll let you know when I know more.
Okay.
So that you're not getting engaged in a conversation about it again.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, if you do, just accept through the conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So if your grandfather wants to talk about it, great. But instead of getting caught up in the conversation about it, just accept through the conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you can do that. You can do that in your head, right?
Yeah.
So whenever anybody brings it up, if you can put them, and when I say put them off, I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying you don't want to talk about it anymore. So if you can say something to the effect, I'm thinking about all my options, I've got all the information I need, so I'll let you know when something changes. If that doesn't work, that's okay. Don't experience frustration or anxiety. Just accept whatever you're experiencing in that moment as they continue the conversation.
Okay.
The second thing I want you to do, and I think you heard this in the week 3 recordings or week 4, the phrase, I'm willing to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So be willing to consider that no matter what you choose, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
The only reason you don't think it will is because you're experiencing judgment and inadequacy and confusion. But ultimately, every decision you've ever made turned out perfectly, right? If you look back, it got you to this point where you're sitting here with all these amazing offers.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So give yourself, cut yourself a little slack. I'm willing to consider that whatever I choose is going to work out perfectly.
Okay.
You know, and who gets to decide that? Ultimately.
Me.
Exactly. So even if you ended up in the wrong thing in that moment, you know you can make a new decision. You're never stuck in anything.
Right.
As long as you're in a state of being of acceptance, you're going to keep moving towards what you want. Sometimes you're going to move towards what you don't even know you want yet.
True. Yeah.
Right. So I'm willing to consider no matter what I choose, it's going to be the perfect decision for me. And then if you experience resistance when you say that, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. That's okay.
Yesterday on the Q&A, there was it's a phrase that Coach Mike said that everything's unfolding perfectly right now. I have it written down in my notebook, but I don't have my notebook in front of me. But it was the one that I think Beth commented on and said that, like, she, like, really needed to hear it.
Yeah.
It was, like, everything's unfolding perfectly, right now, and, like, that's okay, or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's all unfolding perfectly.
Yeah.
All unfolding perfectly. It's all unfolding perfectly. Everything is okay.
Yeah.
Because when you put that, you take your, what you're doing with the, by choosing unconsciously the inadequacy, the confusion, the fear, the anxiety, you're basically setting yourself up to make a decision that's not going to be a good decision. Well, when
yeah.
I say not good, all decisions are fine, but it's not going to take you in the direction that you want.
Yeah.
Okay? So you've got to accept through all that. You're experiencing it. It's all okay. Accept through all that. But then you've got to be willing to consider, and this really helps with the inadequacy. Part of the
mm-hmm.
inadequacy is we go to people outside of us, and then we get too much information, and then we lose sight
yeah.
of what's important to us. That's why
yeah.
at this stage of the game, you've already done that, so now back away from that strategy.
Okay.
You know, it was Einstein or Edison that Edison, he would think about it, and then he would
mm-hmm.
drop it. And he'd literally go take a nap. And the next thing you know, when you're in a nap, you're in acceptance. He dropped it. He's in acceptance. He takes a nap, and he wakes up, and he's got the next step.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what you need is the next step. You don't have to solve the, you know your life's dilemmas here. You just have to take the next step.
Right,
and knowing
right.
what that next step is in a state of being of confusion, you're never going to know.
Yeah.
So put some attention. 99.9% of the time, you've got to accept through these conversations in your head.
Okay.
You got to accept through the conversations of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then be willing to consider it's all unfolding perfectly, or whatever decision you make is going to be perfect. You know, I used to say to my daughter when she was young, we'd go into a store, and I'd say, okay, honey, you know, you can get one thing. And then she'd be down to two things, right?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, but Mama, what if I make the wrong choice? And I would just say to her, just decide that no matter what you choose, it was the right choice. And then it will always be the right choice. You
okay.
have to own your focus and your decisions. And
yeah.
because you can always pivot, you're never locked into any experience. The world tells you are, but you're never really locked into any experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I guess, too, like, for some reason I choose to go to this team and I don't like it. Like, even though you're on contract, there's always a way to get out of it. Like, there's always, like, you're not, like you said, you're not, like, you in this for 8 months, like, no matter what.
Right.
So I feel like that's another, like, if I did think I chose wrong, I can always come home.
Exactly. Exactly. So with the more acceptance you do, the more these perspectives that I'm sharing with you will resonate with you, and then you'll have some more certainty.
Okay.
Right? So the acceptance will replace the confusion with certainty. The acceptance will replace the inadequacy with belief in yourself, belief in your ability to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It will open you up to the idea that if you're on a creative path, the last thing you want to do is settle, right? So
right.
if you decide this is what you want, and then something less than that comes up, that's just an opportunity to realize you're on your path to getting what you want instead of what we do to settle. And I'm not telling you to not take the contract or to take the contract, but just remember, if you feel in your state of being that you're settling, that's resistance. So
okay.
with that said, you may do the acceptance and then you really resonate with playing, you really jump into the idea of playing for another year and you're all in. Now you know it's the perfect choice right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help
okay.
a little bit with what
yeah,
you're going
no,
through
it
currently?
Yeah, definitely helps.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. It did help a lot, actually. Like, I feel like a lot, like, I've been waking up with, like, you know, a tight, like, that tight stomach is, like, my main thing when I'm, like, not feeling, like, have a lot of things in my mind that I already feel, like, a little bit, like, less, like, stomachache.
Yeah. And remember, when those things are in your mind, your job is not to reconcile those thoughts. Those thoughts are just an effect of a state of being.
Right.
Your job is to choose acceptance.
Okay.
All right. You've got to remember that. Like the great athlete that you are, it's because you do your job really well as an athlete. You're dialed in and focused on what needs to be done, and you do it. Same thing with acceptance. Do not get caught up in your thoughts. Like, you know, your opponents in basketball, if you put all your attention on them, you would be a terrible athlete.
Yeah.
Right? You got to put your attention on you and your team and performing.
Yeah.
But when you put your attention on your thoughts, you're putting your attention on the wrong thing.
Agreed.
Get your attention on your state of being.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I will.
Perfect. And then you're going to go into week five.
Yeah.
All right. And when you go into week five, I'll just give you kind of like the high level. It's pretty straightforward. It's a morning formula. Do you already do something in the morning to start your day mentally?
I usually do acceptance.
Perfect. You're going to continue to do that. And don't say usually. I want to hear every morning at least a half an hour. And then every day, at least 70% of the day, you're doing acceptance. That's being a good athlete, acceptance athlete. Okay.
Okay.
Those are your stats. So the morning formula definitely starts off with that half hour of acceptance. Always start with the acceptance. There's several components to the morning formula, but always start with the acceptance. It just puts you in that state of being acceptance, especially after waking up. Sometimes we can, like you said, you wake up and you've already experiencing the anxiety. Acceptance experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay. Sit, do the half hour. Perfect. The second thing with the morning formula is just something that resonates with you, whether it's inspirational reading or listening to, you know, and this is like 5 to 10 minutes, maybe some quotes or something, or listening to a part of a inspirational podcast or watching an inspiring YouTube video, something to get you excited about the day.
Okay.
Now, so there's that piece. Then there's that, but you can switch it around between a couple of things. You can do the inspirational stuff. You could do meditation, or you could do hypnosis. So the second step would be a choice of one of those three.
Okay.
So if you wake up and you're experiencing a little anxiety, you're going to do your acceptance, and then I would suggest either continuing the acceptance, which sometimes you'll have to, right, in some mornings?
Yeah.
Or then jump into maybe a meditation or a guided meditation or a guided hypnosis.
Okay.
But if you're feeling good and you're doing your acceptance, you come out of acceptance, you're expanding acceptance, then I go into the inspirational stuff.
Okay.
You know? So you'll make it your own as you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Third thing to do is read your vision.
But yeah. I keep it in my basketball notebook, which I write in every single day, so I probably read it at least once every single day, but I feel like sometimes I put it purposely on the next page because I write schedules for kids every day, and I purposely put it on my next page so I run into it. But, like a day like yesterday, I didn't read it because, like, I mean, I rarely don't look in that notebook, but for some reason, now that I'm saying this, yesterday I didn't. And so I feel like I need to just be, like, better at making sure I read it multiple times every day.
Beautiful. Yeah, and in the morning, you're going to read it, and what you're going to do from now on is after every line, you're going to read it, stop, accept your state of being.
Okay.
Because in your vision, when you read through it, you'll read a line and you'll be like, yeah, totally going to happen, can't wait. I accept them. Experience acceptance right now. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then you read the next line, you're like, yeah, right, never going to happen. Okay. I accept them experiencing resistance right now. So by the time that you write your vision, you've accepted all the way through it.
Right. Okay.
You've chosen acceptance all the way through it. Acceptance is a state of being that's going to create it. Very important.
Okay.
So accept all the way through it. Spend that quality time with it.
Okay.
And then the next step is a visualization, right? So if you pick a goal that you have, or you, you know, the easiest thing is to see yourself as the person living your full vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I visualize all the time for basketball, but I guess I don't enough in my right. Like, before every basketball game, the night before, like, I get jitters, like, every single game, and I'll just sit there and see myself having an amazing game, like for, like, an hour before bed, before every game. But, so, like, I'm great at it in the basketball realm, but I really don't do it in, like, my regular life.
Exactly. So shift some attention onto that. And what you can do is you just pick, you know, just like you said, you get the jitters before the game, and in your visualization, you see yourself at the, you know, in the game playing, which means you overcame your jitters. You, even if they didn't, if they showed up or didn't, you played an awesome game. It didn't matter. So you want to pick an event that could only happen because you've achieved whatever it is you've been, that's in your vision. So something simple, like if somebody wants to sell their house, right? They wouldn't visualize themselves selling the house or getting ready to sell the house. They'd visualize themselves shaking the realtor's hand and the realtor saying, congratulations on selling your house. So the deal is done. So put yourself in that kind of position and then use your amazing visualization skills to see that.
And then would it be normal for, like, the situation I'm in to visualize both, say, me signing, like, the top division contract and me, like, taking the coaching job?
Well, that would be conflict, right?
So yeah.
Don't visualize that.
Okay.
What you want to do is accept around that so you make your decision and then visualize yourself and the results. You got it. Really, you know, if it's the basketball contract, you know, it's the end of the season and you had a fantastic season, you're in the higher division, your stats were amazing, people are congratulating you.
Got it. All right.
If it's being an assistant coach, it's a winning season, the team players are coming to you and saying, thank God you were here, you know, that kind of thing. But not until you make the decision.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. And then the last piece is gratitude. And whether you journal gratitude or you speak it out loud, or you walk around and point to things and say, I'm so grateful. Gratitude you can do all day long, but in this, you know, just take this moment before your day starts to remember what you're grateful for. For example, all these wonderful opportunities.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? You're looking at them through the lens of resistance.
Yeah. And I've tried, like, I know I'm looking at them as resistance, like, a few times I'm like, I've, like, even, like, stopped and told myself, like you've got an offer. Like, you know how many people, like, will never get that? Like, how many Americans are gunning for that offer and are never going to get it? Like, it's a really cutthroat business for Americans to play in Europe because only two Americans can go on per team. So I was like, be grateful that you have this. It's not the offer that you particularly wanted, but it's, like, a big deal that you got this one. So I've, like, I've definitely tried to take a step back and tell myself things like that, but, you know, it's still tough to not, like, see it, like, to not resist it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Again, if it's not the offer you want, of course you're going to experience disappointment and frustration and the thoughts of inadequacy. Don't talk yourself into anything, especially gratitude. Don't be the people that, you know, the adults that would say to us, what are you complaining about? You know, half the world can't eat like you eat, or, you know, that bullshit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just sitting back and saying, okay, I've got this amazing offer to coach, I've got this amazing offer to play, and I've got this amazing offer to do my own business. And leave it at that.
Okay.
It's just, you've got a great number of opportunities. I'm grateful for that. Don't go beyond that. That's when all the bullshit beliefs come in.
Okay.
All right. So, and then, as we said, keep accepting. Step through all that thinking that you're doing about the options. Keep accepting. And then be willing to consider, no matter what you decide, it's going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And then once you make the decision, you're all in and you're visualizing the end result.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Any questions, Cindy? You're doing great. You've got a lot going on. And in regards to the situation with your brother, remember, it's your state of being you have to deal with. So it's not that he's hard or that he's done this or that. It's you. It's your state of being. So you've got to ask yourself why you got into an argument. And the answer is because you were in a state of being a resistance, period. So if you don't want to be in arguments with him, accept your state of being. It has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
All right. We can talk more about that as you go through the program, but you'll start to feel that the more acceptance you do. You'll understand that better.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
any
no,
questions?
I don't have any questions, though. No, I appreciate this phone call. It has made me feel, one, a lot better, and two, like, I know I got, like I said, I was talking a lot about it, but I feel like, you know, people know about it now. I got to just really accept through it, and then hopefully, like I said, that, like, I'll just, like, make, like, eventually, like, it'll become clear, like, what I really, what's, like, the right decision, because that, it's really not clear to me right now.
And it has to be, as long as you don't get caught up in the thinking and you choose acceptance instead, because in the world of acceptance is clarity.
Yeah.
Is the state of being of certainty, is the state of being of knowing. So if you're in your thinking, you're going to be choosing resistance where those things don't exist. So just remember that.
Yeah.
Get out of the thinking and think through it.
Accept
through it. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, my friend. So next week, jump on Mike's schedule. But if something comes up throughout the week, please Voxer us so we can help you. And I'm so looking forward to what you decide when you decide. It's going to be perfect.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Sydney. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.